Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Heaven on Earth. My name is Cornelia Stephanie. I'm your host. And I want to acknowledge what today is. Today's date is March 20th, 2020. Happy spring equinox. And really, in my belief, it's the beginning of the new year, because I believe that the new year begins in the springtime. And so who would have ever thought that we are at beginning the new year with this whole spiritual warfare that we're finding ourselves in, this pandemic of crisis that we're finding ourselves in right now. And so this show, Heaven on Earth, is created to offer support and offer tools in navigating the changes for the world, because many of us have been in training for a long time to be the anchors. And just like you're going to see us talk about this on the show today with our guest that we have on, that my beautiful co-host Hummingbird Jewel is going to introduce us to in just a little while. But I want to also let the audience know, for those of you that are tuning in just now for the first time, I saw a video yesterday from Greg Braden. And Greg Braden is a magnificent scientist, and he's been doing this work for 30 years. And he put together a presentation slide of the virus, what it does in the body, how it got started, and this whole thing. And so I'm going to put the link for those of you that want to have something positive to look at, for those of you science people that love to see, you know, the science part behind it. I'm going to put it in this link, so that you can share this with your friends, because it was really enlightening to see from a scientific perspective of what it does in the physical body. And the other thing I want to say, you know, in my own awakening to remembering journey of who I am, the spiritual warfare that's happening on the outside of the planet is offering us the opportunity to heal the war within. And really, right now, it offers us the time to go within and look at all the places that the imbalance that we're finding ourselves in, that we can bring love, that we can bring peace, that we can bring harmonious energy to everything in our life that hasn't yet been healed and looked at and acknowledged. So my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel, for the last 8 shows, she's been bringing us the spiritual laws. And also part of that has been to offer a support system right now for the Awakening Collective, because we're talking about a spiritual warfare. You know, this is really the time. So what beautiful spiritual law do you have for us today, Hummingbird Jewel?
Hello, everybody. It's Julia Hummingbird Jewel. I'm so glad y'all are here to join us. And this month, my divine guidance said the law of correspondence. And, you know, everything just kind of connects together, because I was also trying to figure out who was going to be my guest, and I was asking for that to come. And so when they asked me to choose Peter Hansen, I was really excited when he accepted. And then, of course, I started to do the research on the law of correspondence, and how it all flows together is just so beautiful.
And, you know, everything just kind of.
So the law of correspondence basically says that, you know, what's within us is what we project in the outside. So what our primary dominant thoughts are is what we'll convey on the outside. And I remember when I was in a really dark phase in my life, it was in my 30s, I was drinking a lot, and I called myself the king of pain. Can you believe that? And of course, what was my life like? You know, it was painful. And so when I was studying this law in it, and it was talking about, you know, connecting to the oneness and the superconscious mind, I just thought, what a beautiful law to have in correlation with our guest, Peter Hansen. And so you can read this blog. It's in, I go into great detail on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com, or on my Facebook page. I have it posted to my page is open to the public under Julia Rogers, or you can just Google, put in Facebook search Hummingbird Jewel. But I would like to introduce our guest.
Wait a minute. Before we do that, I would like to know a little bit about the spiritual law of correspondence.
We're going to talk about that with Peter after I introduce him. I was going to ask him to speak to
it. Because normally in the past, what we've done is you and I would talk about the show, about the law. But that's fine if that's how we do it.
Great. Because I want Peter to speak to it because it has so much to do with about what he's about. That's why.
Gotcha.
Okay, so Peter Hansen was born in Denmark and raised in Denmark. And he'd always felt strong angelic presence. But his spiritual upbringing in Denmark was kind of like limited to, you know, Christmas and holidays and such. But what happened to him in his 20s is that he got into a horrific car accident and he didn't have his seatbelt on. And subsequently, he spent 10 days in a coma. And during that time, he went through a near-death experience. And Peter talks about going up in this elevator where he connects to the divine oneness and the angelic realms. And then after that experience, he immigrated to California and underwent development of connecting to his multidimensional body, his higher self, and his psychic abilities. And he received a spiritual gift to channel Archangel Gabriel, who came through with great clarity. And it was then he stepped into his role as a professional healer and aligned with his purpose in this lifetime. So Peter's mission is, I am here to anchor divine life, serve humanity as a spiritual ascension guide on this earthly plane, to empower others on their path, and to heal those in need of a transmutation of energy from dark to light. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you, Hummingbird Jewel, and thank you, Cornelia. I'm very excited to be here, and what an introduction. I couldn't have said it any better myself. It's like you've done your homework. I like that.
Yeah. So the reason I wanted to introduce you, I wanted you to come into this law of correspondence, because when I was writing it, I just felt you so much, because you're always speaking to the collective. Can you talk a little bit about the collective?
Absolutely. You know, our journey back to our soul is coming from the separation of the human into the oneness. So that's what I do with attention guidance with most of my clients. And my whole being, as you become at service, is not about just choosing to be at service once in a while. It's like becoming at service all the time. That's what you're picking up on, that I'm speaking to the whole because I'm a part of the whole. So the more I can encourage and engage with people in that consciousness and guide others to do the same, the faster we all are going to get there, so to speak. You know, it's the common goal, the bigger picture, and the consciousness of living outside of separation, all about oneness coming together in love and unity, which is, we are going through a phase right now where a lot of people are struggling in many ways, but this is actually allowing everybody to show down and slow down and make that inner connection with the higher self. Yeah. This is a grand opportunity to connect to that higher consciousness and not being distracted by all this outside distractions. And it really, it's a fast track to bring the collective to the next level. And this is, many people don't see it this way yet. I see it this way and many other spiritual people like myself, I noticed that we're actually very excited about what's happening right now, because we know this is for the highest good. It feels really good. Not the death, not the struggles, not the fear, not the everything, but the bigger picture. It is bringing us closer together, and it is getting rid of all the dense energies around us, getting us back to the core, love, unconditional love, frequency and vibration that we all coming from before we came into a physical body. So it's the journey back to self.
Yeah, and in my article, the biggest thing that came to me was questioning. We all need to ask, who am I? And I started thinking about, okay, who am I? Am I my mind? Am I my thoughts? No, no, I'm not my ego. I'm not my mind. Am I my subconscious mind? No, but I love my subconscious mind. It runs my body. You know, I am soul. Or am I my physical body? No, I'm not my physical body. But I am soul, you know, and it gets you to go, I am awareness. I am the observer. And it was just very interesting to me how that, you know, corresponded with that law of really looking into who we are and all the different facets of us and integrating it. You know, our ego isn't our enemy. I call it ego my amigo. But to really try to work from soul. So, yeah.
I love the way you put that, because it's really about, you know, the mind is conditioned and it is relying on history and then past occurrences, where the heart is in real time. Yeah. So, and it's coming from feelings. So it's really about, what are we listening to? Are we listening to the higher self, the higher consciousness? Are we listening to the old programming? This is that big opportunity to negate the dense energies and allowing ourselves to be in the higher frequency where everything is vibrating faster and allowing us to gain access to higher consciousness by being and shining brighter and wider. You know, it's amazing. And this is where simplicity is coming into the picture. We made it so difficult for ourselves before, as we're coming into the higher self and vibrating in the higher frequency and the angelic realms. It becomes simpler and simpler because there's not all these things that need to be done out there, because it's all emanating from within. So when we have the inside right, everything out there will be a reflection of it, we're not going to be a response or a product of the environment.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I didn't want to speak to the, you know, what's going on in the world today. I wanted to speak to love, you know, because if we focus on that instead of all the other stuff, it's just gives us a break, you know. And people like Cornelia, who know how to help others transmute some of their stuff, like, you know, she's a beautiful coach and an example of doing that. I do that work myself, you do. So there's people out there to help us, right, Cornelia?
Absolutely. And I agree with what both of you are saying. And I also feel the excitement, Peter, of what you're talking about, is that this excitement of the new beginnings that are occurring, and that really, you know, this time period that we're in right now, we've been waiting for the opening of all of this and in training for this for a long time. I would like to ask you a little bit more about your near-death experience. I find that so interesting. I lead a women's group, and last night, one of the ladies that was there, she also ended up moving into her spiritual gifts through a near-death experience. And do you feel like this near-death experience that you had, do you feel like that was the beginning of the opening to bring you more into communion with your spiritual gifts and the archangel?
Absolutely. And it's as you know, you grow spiritually and you learn what's going on and you see the bigger picture, you notice that certain things are being removed from your life or in your path to open up other doors and to bring you on the right path, so to speak. And this was the biggest one at that time. At the time, I didn't know that 100% that was what it really was happening. But in retrospect, I see it now that it's undeniable. It was just so profound and so, you know, I mean, it was life changing. It really was, you know. It was, of course, my body went through a big trauma, but me having that insight and getting that guidance and just trusting it 100% since that day or that time, pretty much, I just learned to listen and follow, you know, that you can't see with your eyes, you know, but you know it, that knowing, trusting, feeling, calling that inner guidance from source energy or spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it, is that, you know, when you really, really know and you follow that and always follow the feeling, then you know everything's going to be okay and you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to be doing it. You're shining your light and you bring that with you and you help activating other people to do the same for themselves and for others.
Yeah. Well, do you think that this was a wake-up call for you as what we're experiencing right now on planet Earth, a wake-up call for people that are experiencing, you know, severe challenges?
In many ways, yes. I do see that. There's two ways of looking at it. That's the thing. I mean, in oneness, there's no separation. But depending on what you look at, if you're looking at, you know, this is opportunity for growth, or you're looking at this is, you know, everything's going to go bad, you know, then it's a very different energy. And that's the feeling when you learn to let go of the need to have live in separation and you pick what feels right, then you notice that there's so much support there. And then the whole universe is transpiring with you right now, because this is what we're going through right now. It is kind of like the oceans are separating, not because there's a right and wrong or somebody is not deserving. It's really about everybody have their own journey. So some chose to, you know, exit a certain way or being a part of the one side of it. And the other people decided to expand and ascend through, you know, this experience in the physical body and be a part of the new world, the revelations, the rebirth, the emergence of the new world. It's like there's so much excitement happening, and the old had to be removed for that to be able to occur. And this is really the easiest way for that to happen, if you look at it that way. People are being separated out, so there's not, you're not feeling everybody else's energy the same way as if you're working in big groups together.
Yes, thank you for that. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So Peter, can you just talk to us, because sometimes, especially if you're going to channel at the end, our show will just end. Can you just speak a little bit to your website and what programs you offer and how you counsel and help other people? I think you have a mentorship program or something, right?
I do. And I actually do 50, well, I would say even more than 50% of my clients are mentorship clients, because there's such a big need for it. It's really about consistency. Having somebody who done the work and can guide you over that mountaintop and hold your hand, because there's many ups and downs throughout that journey. You can work on yourself 1 week and then you wait another month. You go up high and you go down low. But what I do, I guide people from week to week to week, usually 1 hour sessions once a week, clearing any old dense energies of programming, you know, integrating new gifts that they didn't have access or fully knew how to use before, and integrating that in everyday life and becoming self-sufficient. It's really about, you know, learning your gifts, trusting them, learning how to use them. And just that's a part of living heaven on earth, really, that you are not a victim. You're not a product of the outside. You can change it within. You can shift that energy by becoming that generator, you know, energy generator. But also you can change it. You can shift it at any time. You are the creator.
Yes. That's how it all, like, you know, kind of went in with the law of correspondence. And I saw everything that you were doing. And I was just like, oh, it just seemed to tie it all in together with that. Let me ask you a question. The last spiritual law was law of gender. And I understand we all have male and female aspects, even in our human bodies. But are angels genderless? Because I had always thought of Gabriel. He's always been my favorite. As this, you know, warrior angel and my protector, and then my ladies that did the letters from the afterlife, they got a letter from Archangel Gabriel, and it was a woman. And so do you see the angels as men or women, or do you see them as no gender?
They are genderless on the other side. Everybody is genderless on the other side. But it's interesting, because it is a real question for a lot of people, because depending if you're looking from the human mind, they look at everything in separation. There's a right and there's a wrong.
Right.
There's duality. Then there has to be either, you know. But when you come into the mind, or you're coming into, and not the mind, sorry, the spirit and soul, the higher consciousness, there's no, it's both are right, you know. And have access to both. You know, when you go high enough, the same with the archangels or any angels, you know, when you go high enough in frequencies and dimensions, they all come into the same light, as are we. So separate at the lower frequencies, lower dimensions, coming into a higher light as we ascend, or, you know, ascend into higher dimensions. I hope that answered the question.
Yes, it did. And so with Archangel Gabriel, I remember one time I was in a chat group. I was really younger, And somebody kind of got on me there. He's like, Archangel Gabriel, have you read the Bible? He's, you know, killed and all these people. And I hadn't read the Bible then. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know. And so do you see him as a warrior or how do you see him? Is he a divine being? Or I've always kind of felt that he's like the strongest, like, of the archangels. But that was just maybe my, you know, girl perception of it, or my, you know, experience. I always felt like he was my protector. Do you see him in that way, or how do you see Archangel Gabriel?
I see him in both ways you're describing there. You know, he's the brother of Michael, so he's his right hand. They are best buddies, you know, and they do a lot of things together.
Okay.
I seen, and I was a part of that embodiment with Gabriel at the time, was all the gifts were coming back, the shields, the armor, the swords, the dragon even, and there was a need for it, and there's still a need for it at times. And remember, it's important to remember, like source energy and like our higher self, when we come into the oneness, we are all places at one time. So he can be going at war one place, or fighting, you know, dense energies or old belief systems or old whatever we want to call them, you know, anything that was holding us back from ascending and the earth's development into, you know, what we're coming into now, at the same time as he can nurture and become the messenger, because he's also working in the dream state with a lot of people, coming in, giving guidance, nurturing, and it's on and on. There's so many missions for specifically for Gabriel that's really interesting, that he's so diverse and helping in so many ways. So yes, he has an armor, you know, he has a sword, and it's being used in many different ways. It could be used to cord cutting, it could be used to be fighting or removing anything that needed to be removed, that was placed in the way.
Yeah.
So,
well, I love how you're, you know, explaining this. And also in my belief system, is there is also, you know, because you, I heard you mention the oneness. In oneness, there is no separation, and we've never been separate from our source. It's we were healing the parts of ourselves that have been separate, that have been feeling separate, right? Because the oneness has been there all along. And so when we're talking about Archangel Gabriel, I mean, Raphael, do you feel that you are also an aspect of Raphael as well? Is that an aspect of you in the oneness?
Gabriel, yes.
Gabriel?
Yes. But, you know, I can tune into any, if I work with clients, I can tune into any of them. Mm-hmm. If that's what they want to, I can tune into Jesus as well, and other, you know, deities. So it's really, you're not limited. It's really about what you learn to tune yourself, your consciousness and your frequency into, because then you can transmit that frequency and you can channel that from a channeler standpoint. You know, we all channeling, so we all, you know, gaining these gifts back, everybody, if being aware of it or not, it's a part of us becoming embodiment of God or the higher source energy, your soul, the oneness.
Yeah. And do you feel that you are an aspect of the energy that you're channeling, like in the oneness of all, you know, because I channel source energy. So I feel at one with source. I feel at one with what it is that I'm channeling, the information that I'm bringing forth. And so I feel that I'm an aspect of what I'm, you know, all of it, because even on earth here, is every person is a mirror. It's all a mirror. Everything is a mirror, because there's only oneness, right? And so that's what I was trying to find out, is do you also feel like you are an aspect of the energies that you're channeling?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is like, it could be a future self. It's from, you know, a different dimension that's coming back to help and guide us.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I know that it's time for us to take a break here on the show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm with Hummingbird Jewel and Peter, and we're going to take a break, and then we'll come right back and we'll continue on in this fabulous conversation. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. And sometimes I wish the audience could hear the conversations that we have during break time, because there's really such golden nuggets in there that we should sometimes make that public as well. So Jules, do you want to now continue on with talking to Peter about the next phase?
Sure. One thing I would like to speak to, I think all of us would like to speak to it, is we're always talking about keeping our frequency up, you know, so that we do reflect, you know, what's inside. So how would you recommend, Peter, that people keep their vibrancy up and their frequency up right now? What do you do to keep yours, you know, on that higher track?
It's a daily commitment. It's a 24/7 job. It's a lifestyle. It's really about, you know, nature is a perfect example in a, you know, it's a God-given, of course, you know, like it's a tuning fork, so to speak. Like getting into nature is one of the most important things to me personally, and then of course light and love, and really listening, learning to listen and being one with you, and you know, engage with others from that consciousness and being. But really what it comes down to is we're becoming tuning forks. You know, we're tuning our frequency every day. We might wake up from a dream state where we were processing a past lifetime that needed to go, and it might have been traumatic, and you might wake up with a bit of, you know, dense energy or anxiety, or maybe it was a collective template you were clearing. So tuning yourself in the morning through meditation, listening to binary tones, singing bowls, music that's supporting our frequency, rising into a higher frequency and consciousness, is big ones, but also whatever you put into your body, being food, being no TV in my case, you know, no news. I don't follow any of that. Very minimum. Even if I'm hearing from other people, I try to not react or be a part of it, or create a timeline that even exists. So that's many things about what we're allowing into our energy field, and that's how we rise our vibration. And then you see everybody around us start to showing up in that similar frequencies, because that's what you're sending out. So that's what you're going to get back.
Exactly. You know, it's been so fun. I used to be an avid juicer. I always would get about 12 or 15 vegetables, and I'd make these juice bags, and I'd juice every day. And then I just kind of fell off the juicing. But this last, I guess, 5 or 6 days ago, they're like, juice, and it has to be green juice, which is not really the best. So I thought, well, I'll just do it every other day. You know how you try to wiggle out from, you know, your gut. But I've been doing it every day, and it's like a big glass of green juice, and it's not that bad, but that's all I'm having during the day now. And I'm eating one meal. So, and then also drinking distilled drinking water, they're telling me to do. But it's kept me kind of, you know, pretty pumped up. But, you know, that's what I'm kind of doing. Of course, I listen to frequency music. And also I heard get outside, because I was like in my office, you know, like, it's like, out, get outside. I was like, okay. So I just went out and I just laid in the sun, you know, and just felt the sun on me. And just those simple things, you know, pet the cat.
Well, as you know, too, when you do meditate and you're fully coming into this sweet spot where there's no, you know, it's a 0 point energy, there's no chatter, there's no, it's just this pure, you know, source connection, that vibration. And then when you come into your daily work after that, coming from that energy, you go straight into it. You know, it's already done, so to speak, like telepathically, you already send it out in signals. So everything just unfolds perfectly. I noticed, you know, on a personal experience, that the logical mind is not able to put in all these obstacles and all these diversions and separation. So you just go straight to source, and you get straight up back on your path, and everything just unfolds so much faster.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, for the last 5 years, I've been channeling source messages 10 minutes a day in the mornings, and I would put them into a text, into a WordPress, and then I put voice behind it. And then I created a membership, and so that people would have a way to start the day with the positivity, with the positive messages, and align themselves to their I am, to their divinity, to their true divine nature. And like you said, it's a lifestyle. It's not something that we just do, you know, one time. It's something, you know, on the ascension path, on this ascension timeline, it takes so much consciousness, so much love, so much kindness, so much compassion to continuously keep doing that inner work and release the outside world. I call it the old world, so that we can give birth to the new world. It's just, you know, keeping it simple. Old world, new world. Old world consciousness, new world consciousness, because we are the world. It's our kingdom. It's our earth, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cornelia is a great example of always having that. She has this beautiful morning process, and then she gets out in nature, and she's just, she has it down. She really does. And her messages that she does. I just think for a lot of us that are at home and we're not used to having time to do that. You know, we just get up and then we're having to get the kids off to school and then we make our lunch and then we're driving in our car. So now you have time to, you know, kind of download and take some, do some morning things that might help you stay in that great frame of mind of maybe even of being of service to others, which is my big deal. I love that. You know, I've been trying to help people, and they're just like, I'm just so anxious. And I'm like, why don't you go help somebody, you know, help anybody. Even if you're just doing a nice Facebook post, just pick out anybody and give of yourself, because that just, you know, really raises your frequency. That, you know, being an example of love, right?
Well, you do a lot of giving, Julia, because you've got all your organizations that you're continuously, you know, donating generously to, and your time and your money and your energy. So it's a wonderful way to, again, connect and raise the frequency and be, you know, in our humanity. Because one of the things I'm noticing right now is how many people, people are enjoying each other and how people are reaching out. I'm seeing what's good here, what's good, what's good, what's good. I'm seeing all these people come together, and it's really magnificent to see the human spirit come together in a place of crisis, and something new will be born. I'm just amazed at seeing people's connection right now. Families playing in the park, families coming together, people walking together, you know, reaching out, offering, doing random acts of kindness.
It's so funny you said that. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
That's one thing I noticed too, that, and I'm, of course, I'm a testament of it too, is that, you know, we can only answer for ourselves and focus our energy on being at service and helping, and not, you know, like the human self would wait for something out there to be a certain way before we could do the next step. It doesn't work that anymore. We've all been waiting for this to be at service, you know. So when we do, and we, no matter of what everybody else is doing, because just continue to, you know, work ahead and continue to be the highest version of ourselves, and putting ourselves out there and being at service, the more you will see everybody else being, you know, transmuted and transformed by that. You know, we're not waiting for anything else to shift, or, you know, there's no requirements, there's no attachments, there's no, you know, obligations or anything, you know. It's just we're giving from the goodness of our heart.
That's
from the
so
pure
true.
Love energy, you know.
Yeah. And Peter, where are you from?
I'm from Denmark, the happiest place on earth, or happiest people on earth, they say sometimes.
That's so awesome. I love your accent. It's beautiful. And I love the message. I love the consciousness. I love what you're sharing. I love, you know, I love seeing the masculine energy in this form, having this beautiful open heart, and that are sharing these amazing gifts with us. And in balance, I feel you really in balance with your masculine and feminine energies. And so I trust that. And I love the fact that you're offering mentorship sessions or mentorship community. And is that community men and women?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're men or women, we're all going to go through it. So it's really about, you know, letting go of that old masculine, the old male linear dualistic self, and then coming in through the divine feminine in men and in women, and then co-create with the divine masculine, learning how to have access to both and find that balance and expand from that space, you know. And that's funny you mentioned Denmark. You know, if you Google Danish men, you know, there's equality is so high, because we grew up like we both taking part of the daily chores, and this is how I grew up, you know. So that's normal. In many other parts of the world, it's not like that. So it's, yeah, I mean, it prepped me for where I'm at now, you know, definitely.
Well, it's the Europeans, you know. I was born and raised in Germany. I came to this country when I was 13 years old. I wasn't speaking. English was not my first language, but I have my values and my ethics of, you know, working hard, and, you know, how the Germans are raised. So it's a European thing, you know. I think we have a strong work ethic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Peter, how do we get signs from our angels? Do you believe in like people seeing feathers or numbers? Like when I started to see the 111 and the 111, I was just so skeptical about that. I just thought it was a bunch of bull, and I kept seeing it over, and then I was annoyed by it. And then I kind of had like a supernatural experience with those numbers, and that really woke me up. I was like, okay. And so to me, they mean angels. And so then the other day when I was on the treadmill and I'm on my Facebook, like I do, listening to my music, and all of a sudden it was 1111 and you emailed me. Or you messaged me, you know, like at exactly 1111. So do you believe that there's a correspondence between these numbers? Because now I'm seeing 333 all the time. I don't know why. Is that a wink from the universe, or what's your take on that?
Absolutely. You know, it is, again, it's another version of ourselves, or like placing breadcrumbs for ourselves and giving us that, you know, guidance. But when you shift from the human, you know, consciousness into the higher consciousness as well, that's when you disbelieve. So it's about, you know, shifting yourself into believing and trusting. So it's a big part of that too. And for individuals, certain numbers can mean different things. Like 111 for you could be different for me, or 333. But basically what it is, it's just a reminder that, you know, you you are on the right path, you're doing the right thing, you're in the right frequency, without having to overthink it from like the logical mind would like to always figuring out why. You know? So just trusting, but also you can learn to program numbers too. It's like when I see a 311, 411, 611, 711, whatever it is, I tap my right leg and I know, okay, I got a new client. So I program that into be, okay, there's a new client. You can take it to the next level. So you're not just observing, but you're actually learning to program these numbers into something that you would like to experience or something you would like to manifest.
That's beautiful. Do you think everybody has a guardian angel?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have a whole team. We have a whole team of guides, archangels, guardian angels, galactic brothers and sisters of the light. We fully protected and connected, and the thing is, we are already, it's already existent. It's just our journey to fully come into that consciousness and experience it fully.
I love what you said about the numbers, programming the numbers. And really, you know, I can tell that you are a true teacher and leader by what you're saying, because you keep putting it back onto the person to define it for themselves. Which means that that's really truly the message of true empowerment, when you can really put it back on each person, discovering for themselves what something means to them, and that they can be the authority in their own life, and that whatever it means to them. This is what I hear you saying, and I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely love that. Love that. So are you going to be doing a little channeling for us? Because we have another break left. And then maybe when we come back from break, is that what you're going to do?
Absolutely. If you have a theme or any questions you want to answer, then maybe think about it during the break. Okay. We can specifically target that. Or if you have a broad, you know, theme, then we get a broad answer or whatever's coming through.
I have something I'd like, and I'll tell you on the break, and then we can decide. Maybe Julia has something she wants to bring in, and if the audience is out there, you guys can call us at 1-800-930-2819 and let us know if you have something that you want us to have Peter bring you some answers for. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive. The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Mer World Radio with me, Amira Beth, Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amerabeth.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with Hummingbird Jewel. And we were in the break, we were talking about what is the question that we want to pose to Peter to channel the Archangel Gabriel and ask this question. And let's just see what comes out. One of my questions that I've been having talking with a lot of people that are afraid of the money, the financial system, and what's happening. There's a lot of fear around money. People are afraid of spending money. They're afraid of, will they have enough resources? So my question is, what is your guidance coming through, Peter? What is it that you can tell us about that?
Let me just tune in. Let me bring in the Legion of Angels first, Archangel Gabriel's Legion of Angels, and I'm asking them to remove any wandering spirits, anything that's not a delight from this transmission, from this gathering. And just allowing Archangel Gabriel to fully come in and channel through me. So to answer your question about the money concerns, it really comes down to trust. The old mind, like was mentioned earlier, Peter was talking about, is always looking for something to be missing or something to be fixed or something to be on the outside. So it's when you're coming in, and you start living from this oneness by being forced to not being able to control any of the elements at work. That's when we learn to surrender and allowing help to come to you in unexpected ways. And the more you do that, the more you trust, the more everybody take a breather and allow everything to be reconfigured, because there's so much going on behind the veil. Not only that, but also that when you are in a consciousness of abundance or non-lack, that's when you're open to receive it. So everybody's being forced to slow down and stop right now. So this will be the product of that, that everything will be, everybody will be supported in unexpected ways. Programs will be coming into place. Money will coming in very unexpected ways, or any kind of resources or abundance needed at the present moment at all times is important. It's not about creating a treasure chest. This is about having all your needs met at all times. And when you learn to live in that space and always being moving, then you will learn how that works, that when you are always moving and everything is always provided for you, there is no lack. Nothing has to change. You're just continuously in the flow of life. You're in the flow of source energy and the sacred geometry of the universe. And angels, guides, any way, you know, you individually we like to, you know, receive that, it's all valid. You know, there could be novelty, there could be safety, there could be whatever is needed at the time, depending on where everybody is on their ascension journey. So remember, it can come in any way, shape, or form. It can come through other family members. It can come through the system. It can come through, there's many ways. It's really coming down to trusting and being a receptor for the abundance. If there's any other questions, please ask them now.
Julia?
How do we connect to divine oneness at this time and to just experience heaven on earth and to center, to balance, to come together as one?
Good question. Before, everything went out this way. Everything was like relying on the eyes or the physical body, the physical humans. Go up, go in, learn to channel through your crown chakra, go up to the collective consciousness, because that is where all the oneness is and where there is no lack. There is total abundance. Anything and everything is available. So don't overthink it, but tap into the collective consciousness, because this is what we all come from and where we are going. Again, it's already existing. So it's really about you learning to trust and tune in. This is something that most people have not been taught. So you go in, you send out a signal, this is what I want to receive, and you wait. Meaning not from the physical self waiting and won't be able to move, but you send out a rocket of desire and you allow the universe to bring it to you in the fastest and best way possible. And there's no limits to how many requests you can put out or in different ways or shapes and forms. Learning to ask, but no expectations attached to it. Come from the oneness, what's best for the whole, not from individual entities or separation mentality.
Beautiful.
Everything's going to be okay. It's important that people find that peace within, because that is where it's found. It's not out there. It's important to remember, you know, look within. Allow yourself to slow down. When you fully surrender to the process of the divine and you are being an embodiment of the divine, then nothing out there has to change. So you're learning just to be okay, because the heart is already perfect. It's already, nothing has to change for it to love unconditional. So coming into that space and knowing there's a purpose to us being here at this time is very grand. This is like mastery. This is a huge experience of souls growing and graduating and fully embodying the highest version of themselves in the physical body, making that transition in the physical. So this is a magical time to be alive. So the more we can be in that magic, the more we're going to experience it. And looking at the world that way, looking at all the gifts and all the miracles and all the wonderful ways that people are actually coming together within this.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Raphael, for bringing us this beautiful, beautiful truth. When you hear the truth, you know the truth, it's true. It resonates on every cell, in every cell in your being. It's wonderful meeting you and hearing how you are impacting and influencing the world with your beauty, with your gifts, with your divinity. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hummingbird Jewel, for bringing us beautiful Peter. And thank you, audience, beloved you, for tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show every Friday at 12 noon. We'll see you all again next time. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.